Ignatha Forel nodded.
So, if the feedback posited by Fra Jad really is steering our world track and those of the Pact races together, it's not just any feedback, but some very special, highly tuned species of it.
We call something an attractor, Paphlagon said, when it persists or recurs in a complex system.
So, if it is true that the Pact share the Adrakonic Theorem and other such theoretical concepts with us, said Fra Lodegear, those might be nothing more than attractors in the feedback system we have been describing.
Or nothing less, said Fra Jad.
We all let that one resonate for a minute. Lodegear and Jad were staring at each other across the table. We all thought something was about to happen. A Procyon and a Halicarnian were about to agree with each other. Then Javarn wrecked it. As if he didn't get what was going on at all. Or perhaps the HTW simply was not that interesting to him. He couldn't get off the topic of Adamant's bowl.
Adamant, he announced, changed his bowl.
I beg your pardon?
Demanded Ignatha Forel.
Yes, for 30 years it had a scratch on the bottom. This is attested by phototypes. Then, during the final year of his meditation, shortly before his death, he made the scratch disappear.
Everyone had become very quiet.
Translate that into polycosmic language, please, asked Sur Asquin.
He found his way to a cosmos the same as the one he'd been living in, except that in this cosmos, the bowl wasn't scratched.
But there were records, phototypes of its having been scratched.
Yes, said Javarn. So he had gone to a cosmos that included some inconsistent records. And that is the cosmos that we are in now.
And how did he achieve this feat?
Asked Moira, as if she already guessed the answer.
Either by changing the records, or else by shifting to a cosmos with a different future.
Either he was a redder or an incanter,
blurted a young voice. Barb, performing his role as sayer of things no one else would say.
Well, that's not what I meant, said Moira. How did he achieve it?
He declined to share his secret, said Javarn. I thought that some here might have something to say of it.
And he looked all around the table, but mostly at Jad and Lodegear.
If they do, they'll say it tomorrow, announced Ignatha Forel. Tonight's messel has ended.
And she pushed her chair back, casting a baleful glance at Javarn. Emin burst through the door and snatched up her rucksack. Madam Secretary adjusted the badge around her neck as if it were just another item of jewelry and stalked out, pursued by her servitor, who was grunting under the weight of 2 rucksacks.